As we begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach to learn the fifth perek of Masechta Zvachim, a very famous perek, a perek that many of us say every day, Be'ezer Mekoimam, there are, of course, many explanations given why we chose, why it was chosen to say that perek every day. Of course, the simple pshat is because it mentions all the kabbonis that we were brought, and although we can't bring kabbonis bezman hazeh, the Gemara says kol ois v'tayrus oila kilo ikrav oila. Many, after saying the different kabbonis in this perek, say yihi rotzoin kilo hikrafti oila kilo krafti, the various kabbonis. So that's the way we're Yoitz is saying, being Mekai Mitzvah Kabbonis, in a world where, unfortunately, there are no Kabbonis. That's the Pasha Pshat and why we say Perikarius Mekaimam. Of course, we also know that there are many that suggest that the reason Perik Eiz Mekaimam is said is because it's a Perik that speaks about the halachas that it's a parak that has no machlokes in it, and it's most therefore appropriate as we begin our day to speak about halachas that are, speak about mishnayos where there are no machlokes. Of course, the mefarshim point out that specifically by learning, even more so than by davening, there is a point to understand your learning. To learn without understanding your learning doesn't really have the same level of value. And because of that, we, who are Baruch Hashem, learning Perek Ezu Mekaimam, so when we say Ezu Mekaimam every day, it becomes a totally different experience. It becomes an experience of not just saying this perek and trying to be in the Shama Params for Seinu, that it should be as if we brought a carbon, but we understand what we are saying. But there's another reason that the Mefarshim give for why specifically Perek Eiz Mekaimam is the perek that we say every day, and the importance of this perek. There is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, where the halacha in Simen Tzadik Arachayim Sif Yudes says, Yikfe Mokum L'Tfilosoi. A person should have a specific place where he davens. Shlo Yishaneu, they shouldn't change that place. Im Loy L'Tzarech, unless there's a specific purpose. And says the Shulchan Aruch, "V'ain dai shi'yikvalei basic knesses l'spalo." It's not sufficient that you just choose that I'm going to daven in a specific shul. El gam mebeisa knesses shekaveibo. Even after you chose a shul to daven by, shi'yilei makom kavua. You should have a makom kavua. And as the Mishnah Brura quotes the Gemara that, as we find by Avram Avinu, that Avram Avinu also had a makom kavua for his tefillah. As the pasuk says, "Vayashkem Avram baboiker al makom esha'om esham es pnei Hashem." So we see that Avram Avinu had a makom kavua, and so should we have a makom kavua? And the Rabbeinu Yoina in Masechta Brachos says that if somebody is careful to have a mokum kavua for his tefillah, that shows that to him, tefillah is important. Moreover, he says that somebody who has a mokum kavua shows that he's an onuf, that he's a humble person. And we know the pasuk says in Tehillim, Perek Nun Aleph, Sif Yotes, Zifcha Elokim, Ruach Nishbara. That when is it considered like you brought a carbon? When your Ruach Nishbara, when you're broken, when you have a nevis. The Sfasemis says that if somebody has a Makom Kavua where he always davens, that causes that place, the Shechina should be there. I think what the Sfasemis means to say is that if you always daven at the same place, so the Shechina is expecting to see you. It's similar to what perhaps we know that the Gemara says that if a Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to Beis HaKnesses and he doesn't find people waiting for him, he gets kaviyachal upset. Why does he get upset? Because he's expecting every day, he expects to see the minion standing there in shul, and therefore when he comes and it's not there, so his expectation, there's a level of kaviyachal disappointment. The same could be said the other way around. The same can be said the other way around, that if a person does have a Makom Kavua and HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachal expects that to find him in that Makom Kavua, and indeed does find him every day in that Makom Kavua, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expectations are met, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expectations are met, he's satisfied, and that satisfaction, as we learned at the end of the previous parak, we're trying to make a reich nichayach, a satisfaction for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is satisfied, he will satisfy and listen to our bakashas. So that's why there are those that suggest we say the parak of Eiz Mekayimam every day, because as the first words of this parak teach us, Eiz Mekayimam, we're speaking about the specific place that every carbon, as we learn in this parak extensively, every avoid of every carbon has a place where it was supposed to be done, and like that, that is considered that you are kaveya makam, and we want to show how important that element is. Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Sefer Halicha Shlomo Perek Hei Ois Beis says that just because we're learning here how important a makam kavua is, doesn't mean you always have to dive in the same shul. You could daven in different shuls in the summer and the winter, Shabbos and during the week, and even if you daven in the same shul, Shabbos and the week, but you have a different seat on Shabbos than you have during the week, as long as you have a makom kavua, that whenever you daven in that shul, you daven in a specific place, that is considered that you have a makom kavua, and you're fulfilling this halacha. Moreover, the Paiskim say that, let's say sometimes a person davens at home. So even in a person's home, he should have a makom kavua. When you have a makom kavua, that's the place where you always daven, and that's considered a makom kavua. And as the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadik Ches Sif Dalet teaches us, because since we learn, and we've quoted this stint in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadik Ches Sif Dalet many times, that the tefillahs are connected carbon, and we're learning in this Mishnah that every carbon had a specific place where it was always, where all the different avoidance had to be done.
When we learn,
so too, by every carbon,
it's
supposed to be, like by every tefillah, it's supposed to be
a makom kavua.
Concepts that are not concepts that we're
says
used to learning.
Very interesting muscle.
Concepts that are sort of
sometimes
difficult, and
you'll
as
have
you keep
a,
on saying in our shir,
very
much
hard,
not relevant, unfortunately.
So if you keep
manazah,
on trying
the
to shoot
Chaim
bullets
says,
or
drush,
knock a hammer in different space on the
job
wall, you
is
won't
to learn
different spots on the wall.
To,
you will
to
really
try
not
to understand
much.
The Gemaras.
But if you always
and
concentrate
as the Eglei Kav
on one spot,
says in
it may
his
not
Hagama.
Be easy. It may be difficult to penetrate, but if you keep on working on it and working on it and working on it, you will eventually
world is learning
penetrate.
So what the Gemara is saying is, Rosh, if you will spend your time trying to learn, trying to understand, even Gemaras that
you will
may
eventually
be a little
succeed.
Difficult to understand.
The Kabbal
Schar,
say
the Ruchnistic enjoyment, the great enjoyment that somebody gets from learning the Kabbal Schar. That's the best way you could spend your life. That's the best way you could spend your time.
Sitting
that is the schar. The schar is the drush.
You don't
want to. The actual learning is the most
not nicely
enjoyment.
Tell him to get up.
And the most geschmack way a person could spend this time.
So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Samach says that if you're sitting within Dalar Amis of your Makom Kavua, that's considered like you're a Makom Kavua. Moreover, the Kav HaChaim says, and the Shem Tzion Balocha says it as well, that even though Makom Kavua is so very important, it should not be the cause of any machloikis. And therefore, if by asking somebody to get up from your seat, you may cause them to feel bad, you may cause some machloikis, or even just getting into a disagreement over a seat in shul is not the way to go. And the Paiskim say that if somebody does have a Makom Kavua, then he will be Zoicha. They will not have to go into Golus, and that his tefillos will be answered, and that he and his children will be Zoicha to Panosa and good health. La'orich yomim v'shanim taifus.